So close your eyes. Putting your attention on the base of the spine. If you don't know where the base of the spine is, it's kind of around your tailbone. Feel your tailbone wiggle around until you feel it. Or get a sense of it. Ganesha's energy is there, and also the Kundalini energy, that spiritual mighty force, is also located there, and it can be moved up through all the chakras that are aligned with the spine in the subtle body. So you might even start to feel that move just by putting your attention at the lower chakra, the Muladhara, the root chakra. You can imagine a reddish-orangish light, or you might even see it with your inner eye. At least you know what reddish-orangish looks like, so you can access that memory. Now feel it expanding in the lower chakra. You might feel some tingling, some release, some expansion, some pressure, some floaty feeling as we start to go deeper into our subtle bodies. There might be some heat or an energy moving. Let's invoke Ganesha. He's an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and he rides a mouse. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now feel the energy pouring down the legs, enlivening the energy in the legs, releasing any pain or stuck feeling, maybe some emotions associated with stuck feeling in the lower limbs. And the reddish-orangish light is swirling down, opening up the hips and the knee joints, the ankles, the feet. You might move them around a little bit just to help release it physically and settle in. Keep your attention and awareness in the lower chakra and limbs. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now we'll go back to the Muladhara, the base of the spine, and allow that reddish-orangish light to focus its force and light into the Sushumna, which is a thin tube of light that arises from the base of the spine and pierces all the chakras on the way up through the heart, the throat, the third eye, the middle of the brain, and into the skull, the top of the skull and into the space. So that is your antenna, your spiritual apparatus to connect you to go deeper into the inner planes and also connect with the macrocosm, the outer planes, where the divine beings or archetypes are there and sending you that energy as they pick up your signal when you call on them. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. You can imagine a tiny Ganesha moving up the Sushumna, turning on all the chakras so they're spinning properly. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now we'll enliven each chakra with the sounds that represent each chakra's energy so that it is neutral and we're in balance and harmony with our spiritual selves. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Ooh. Move into the throat, feel the throat. Ma. Move into the third eye. Om. Back down to the base of the spine. Nam. Move up to the navel. Ma. Move into the heart center. She. The throat and the mouth. Va. Now the two eyes and the right and left brain. Ya. Be receptive. Be receptive. Be alert. Visualize or imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you, beaming a light from his third eye into your third eye, activating your Sushumna, your brain, empowering you to receive the Holy Spirit. In the most natural way that you can understand, that you can relate to. Om Aim Reem. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shivasatguru Bhavaya Swaha. Receive the beam of light entering the spot between your two eyebrows, piercing it and going deep into the middle of your brain. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the brain neurons firing. See them firing all over the brain. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Be alert. Receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Breath. Put your attention on your nostrils. Feel an energy moving up through the right and left nostril, meeting at the spot between your two eyebrows. Just with your attention and this empowerment coming from the beam of light entering your third eye, from Dr. Pillai's third eye. Be receptive. Ganesha resides here as well. Receive the sound to open the door to your higher self, to gods, all divine beings, saints, sages, prophets, gods, goddesses, spirits, nature spirits, that want to give you a message. Feel the vibration at the spot between your two eyebrows. Internalize the sound. Allow it to penetrate the brain. Notice the air, the prana, the life force being sucked up through the nostrils into the spot between your two eyebrows. And lighting up the brain, empowering the brain. Now visualize a spear-like object as your backbone and brain. The shaft or the handle of the spear is your backbone. And the head of the spear is your brain. The tip pierces the top of the skull and goes into the space. Feel the energy coming, the strength coming from this visualization. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel this image come alive. See the light, feel the intensity of millions of suns, light and energy, intelligence. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the heat. Feel the vibration. Feel the expansion. Feel protected. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Be alert. Receive the image. As your backbone and brain. Om Vitrive Namaha. Feel all the chakras, your whole backbone is lighting up. The brain is lighting up. Om Vitrive Namaha. 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 Now put your attention in your heart center in the middle of your chest. Imagine the sun appearing in the middle of your chest. Feel it radiating expanding your heart center, your solar plexus, radiating outward to light up your whole body. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. Feel the heat. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. Now imagine a lion-headed being, Narasimha, in your heart center, taking out anything at the heart level that is no longer supporting you, either spiritually or materially. And it's ferocious against negative forces. And it makes you to be royal, your royal self, your highest self. Om Narasimhaya Namaha. Feel the presence, the power, the grace, the strength, the beauty of your highest self being expressed and protected with this lion-headed archetype. Om Narasimhaya Namaha. Om Narasimhaya Namaha. Feel the energy from head to toe, the presence of the empowerment coming from all these divine beings. Speaking to you and with you in subtle ways that only you know. And can apply in your life or see unfold through visions, through feelings, through releases, through the expression of spirit. Let go. Allow yourself to receive. Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya. Allow the middle of your brain to come alive, to pulsate. Shri Feel your whole brain light up. Shri Brzee. Your midbrain is pulsing. Shreem Brzee. Receive the grace. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the messages from all divine beings at the level of the body, the mind, and the soul. Feel the midbrain, visualize a flame. A fire. Om is God. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Keep your eyes closed. Let go. Of the meditation. Slowly, slowly come back. Slowly come back to yourselves. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and